thank you. Thanks to John and his staff for the tour there of the wastewater treatment plant. We're now back in session. All members of the council are present, and we'll move on to the first item on this evening's agenda, and that is an appointment this evening of our new city clerk. That Ben's not here, so Gene, if you'd like to introduce Elizabeth, that would be great.
Okay, thank you much, Mayor. This is an exciting night for us, and in the audience we have Elizabeth Snoop. She goes by Liz, and she will be or is the new city clerk to the city of Monroe, and as soon as she's brought up to speed, she'll be taking Edie's place on a weekly basis in the clerk function. Elizabeth comes to the city of Monroe with 5 years' experience as deputy city clerk in Redmond. Additionally, she has 5 years of experience working in law firms. Elizabeth has her BA and her legal certificate from UW, and she also has obtained her municipal clerk certification. So at this time, we're looking for an appointment.
All right, before we do, Elizabeth, or Liz, I would like to invite you to say anything if you'd like, introduction, have an opportunity to meet council. If I may, we have Councilmember Geary, Cutaback, Williams, Camp, Davis, Gamble, and Hanford. And the reason why I did that is because Councilmember Geary's name normally gets butchered. So, Goring, or Geary, or like that. So, I want to go on the record there.
Well, I just want to say good evening and thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to start here, and hopefully I can be a great addition to the city and help you out in some areas that may not have been there before. So I am very excited to get started, and please feel free to contact me with questions, concerns. Come and chat and let me know what you expect of a city clerk, and we can move forward together and hopefully make the city even greater than it is already. Thank you.
Council, any questions for Liz this evening?
Welcome. Thank you.
While you remain there, Councilmember Hanford.
I move to confirm the mayor's appointment of Elizabeth Snoop as Monroe City Clerk.
Second.
All right, motion's been made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Cutaback to confirm the mayor's appointment of Elizabeth Snoop to or as Monroe City Clerk. Any other comments, questions? No. Although, okay. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, good. Well, the next portion of this evening's City Council meeting is the comments from citizens. This time is set aside for citizens to speak to City Council on any issue except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. We'd ask anyone addressing City Council this evening to provide their name and address for the record, and please limit your time to 5 minutes. There was one individual in the audience this evening. Would you like to address Council this time? We'll put you on the spot as well.
No, I don't have anything.
All right, very good. With that, seeing no others, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Councilmember Hanford.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
All right, there has been a motion by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Geary to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
All right, one new business item this evening, and that is a discussion of council compensation. I think this comes from our HR committee, but first I'll ask City Administrator Brazel to provide a little background, if you would.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. A couple weeks ago, this was brought forward as a discussion item and was sent off to the Finance HR committee for review. We provided the AWC survey of the surrounding cities and what the salary is for council members and mayor. They reviewed that and focused on the salary pay matrices and scales for all the surrounding cities, and the discussion item was to move towards a salary-based program versus a weekly, very meeting-based program to where each council member is paid per meeting they attend. But the discussion was to go to a salary, and the salary amount that was used for discussion purposes only was $600 per month. At this time, I will turn it over to the committee chair, Councilmember Gamble.
Yes, so we'll start on actually, Councilmember Williams did a lot of the research on this, along with Gene. And really, the intent was to review the kind of it's all over the board, all the way down to 50. What was the one that?
50 cents.
50 cents.
50 cents per meeting.
50%, but that's the town of 10. So the compensation is across the board, but one of the things that we're trying to take a look at is, okay, hey, what makes sense from a compensation perspective to get more people to run for office, that they can look and say, okay, well, this may be kind of worth my while. I know that Councilmember Williams interviewed former Councilmember Walk and talked to him quite extensively on the different compensation that he was a part of as his tenure of X amount of years, 4 years. And really, that was the intent, is let's take a look at the surrounding areas, the like city in sizes on the low end of where we're at, around 17,000 on the higher end, and kind of get a good starting point for discussion point. And the reason for the salary piece is for a couple of reasons. And a lot of council members, past and present, have talked about, hey, the ones that I don't attend, I almost work harder than the ones that, when I was there, sitting in council's chambers and reviewing. So that was one of the concepts that we looked through and why. And it actually is in keeping with the majority or a lot of the other cities in like size or, one on one. So that's kind of where I'll start. And I'll also hand off to Councilmember Williams to see if he has anything that he would like to add, because he did hear the majority of the information for him.
Yeah, we just to kind of play on that or add on to that, we looked at a lot of different models, and there was models that were similar to ours where it was paid by meeting. There were models where it was split between certain amount for meetings, certain amount for other things that you do. But in most of the other cities are more on just a salary base. And as Councilmember Gamble said, the justification for that is one is, you aren't just working when you're at the meetings. There's other work during the week that you do, whether you're at the meeting or not. You all know if you go to the grocery store, you can run into two or three people and end up spending an hour talking about the city business, and there's the emails and things like that. Another thing we looked at was just keeping the formula simple, and didn't want to add a lot of extra effort to go, how many meetings was this person at versus special meetings. It's just as easy to make it straightforward. We kind of wanted to look and be about in the middle of where cities our size are, just from the standpoint of, when the public weighs in on it, we didn't want to appear that we were the highest paid, and we also didn't want to be the lowest. The biggest thing is just looking at trying to get qualified people interested in running. This particular election, there's a lot fewer people running than were running 4 years ago when I ran, and there's a lot of reasons for that, but one of the reasons is it's a lot of work, it's a lot of pressure, it's a lot of time away from your family, and it's for very, very little compensation. So that was some of the other things that we looked at. And as City Administrator Brazo said, the $600 a month was basically just that's the number we came up with, which was kind of the going down the middle, and hope to have some discussion on it in the next coming, the weeks to come in a public hearing, and see if we can move forward on something.
So this evening, I've got no dog in this fight, so I appreciate Council addressing this matter. I've talked to all of you at some point several times outside of the city, and I also know that you all are very committed and are doing more than what is seen here on Tuesday nights. As you said, this is not, this is part-time 24/7. Sometimes it seems, and so appreciate having this brought up, because I think it's certainly justified for those serving in the role of city council. So the question tonight for you is: would you like to schedule and advertise for a public hearing, and
thought one other point as to why we decided on the salary route is that we didn't think it makes sense to, you know, we're looking at ways to trim the budget to have less meetings. And so by going to a flat fee, then if we want to meet, you know, right now we meet three times a month, sometimes four. You know, there's nothing stopping. If there's business that needs to be done, we meet five times in a month. It doesn't impact the cost. So, you know, rather than having two or three marathon session meetings a month, to be able to just schedule four meetings on a monthly basis and get the business taken care of and give it that attention. And so that was another consideration that we discussed. Councilor Gettin.
Thank you. Did you guys find in your research when was the last time this was looked at or adjusted? I didn't see it in the cover sheet. I missed it.
1998.
And was it adjusted at that time?
I believe it was, from what I recall.
It went from $50
to
$100. So 1998 was the last time it was adjusted. And then, you know, I'm looking at this, it makes sense per month versus, these are just some of my initial thoughts. I do agree to go to schedule a public meeting, but it makes sense to go per month, you know, some of the comments you made, and, you know, there is a lot, it hopefully will also encourage, because there is a lot of work that is done outside the meetings. The majority of work is done outside the meetings, not in the meetings. So it makes sense to encourage that participation outside the meeting. You also said you guys picked kind of 600 based on just kind of looking in the middle, going down and looking. Did you look at the population? Did you?
Can I address
it? Sure.
Actually, Tom and I both did this. We took a section, I think you went to 15,000, roughly 15 to 23,000, and looked at the pay schedules there. $600 seems to be reasonable. There were three outliers, Anacortes, Bainbridge, and I can't remember the third one, which were well over $1,000 each per month. I don't know why. One of the items that Councilmember Williams and I came up with is there's really no logic to it. It's not based on population. Maybe it's based on budget. I'm not sure. But we really don't have any direct confirmation between how much a council member is paid. So that's correct. And I can answer that.
When I started looking at it, I just looked at Snohomish County, and the same thing is that without looking at the date that people reviewed last, and a lot of the cities in Snohomish County have done it within the last 5 or 6 years. So that's one factor, but I could not find any correlation of a magic formula for how people do it. It's all over the board. And then City Administrator Brazel gave us the information in your packet, which went statewide, so that was a much bigger sampling size. But again, it's not population driven. There's cities that have a lot smaller population, like Snohomish, for example, is about a third of our population, and they do $450 a month. So I mean, there's just no.
Sure. And I guess the reason why I bring it up is if we look at this now and set this now, it would be nice while we're doing this to set some sort of parameters to go, this is how we did choose it, and that maybe there is every 2 years it's looked at based on the criteria we did use. So there's kind of an objective criteria that, you know, council can look at and be treated the same until another council might come and change that criteria. But then we can explain why we chose it. Here's the criteria we looked at, whether it was budget size, amount of responsibility of the city, staffing, population, however we choose. I think it's nice to have some sort of criteria in how we got to that number. Thanks.
Okay, with that, do we have a motion to direct staff to schedule and advertise for a public hearing regarding council compensation? Councilmember Kim?
I move to direct staff to schedule and advertise for a public hearing regarding council compensation.
Second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Kim, seconded by Councilmember Fetterman, to direct staff to schedule and advertise for a public hearing regarding council compensation. Real quick question. How many weeks would we need Edie to do that?
Three weeks in advance of the meeting.
Okay, so
October 8th would be the first opportunity.
Okay, so we'll look sometime around the 8th or after. Councilmember Gearing?
I was just going to ask about the date. My preference would be later than that, but there's not a rush. It's certainly, whether or not we're actually going to take action or if we're just going to have a public hearing, if it's a public hearing, that's fine. If there's action going to be taken, that night. Would we be anticipating that at the same time?
That's up to you.
My preference would be for later, but let everybody else decide. Thank you.
That's right. Yeah.
I think it's important to point out, too, whether we were being adjusting, if it got to the point where an adjustment to compensation was made, whether it was more or less, that would not change until a new term.
Exactly.
So that needs to be made very clear. The rest of the audience.
Sure. Councilor Dan.
Thank you. Just in regarding your ideas about having a criteria list for this, would we want to have further discussion before the interview? Or does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me. I'd be curious what the public thinks, but I do think we should have some sort of a screen as we look at this.
Well, I agree. That's why I was trying to concentrate on that first and then go to the public hearing or have public hearing first.
Either way is
doesn't matter.
Not to me. I think we're all in information gathering situation right now anyways, public hearing conversation about this.
Okay, with no other lights, hearing no other comments, we'll take a vote on the motion then. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving on to council member reports. Councilmember Gary.
Excuse me, nothing tonight. Getting over a cold. Sorry, excuse me.
Councilmember Kevin.
Nothing, thanks.
Councilmember Williams.
I just have a question. Where's Edie going to sit after?
Love chair.
She's going to be dancing in the back.
Councilmember King.
Thank you, yes. Pilgrims. An item came up last Friday when I was talking to someone who's a regular commuter on the 424. The new overpass that they're putting on 179th and 154th, it was a cave before, and now it is absolutely, especially now as the weather gets, or the days get shorter, it's going to be a horrible cave. Do we need to have some discussion within council, or can we direct staff to inform us what the plan is with that, or what do we need to do? To find out about illumination for that.
I had a conversation with Brad over at the wastewater treatment center, and Brad.
Brad.
You're on for Brad, that's the DOT.
So you're going to be that cost on that?
Options are.
Getting in the dark there, yeah.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Davis. Anything to report?
Just a reminder that tomorrow is the 11th of September. Yes. 12 years now. Just lest anybody forget.
Thank you. Council Member Davis.
Well, the Hometown Boys didn't fare well on Friday, but Pee Wee Black went to Arlington on Saturday and beat them
12-20-6. Nice.
There we go.
Very good.
Yeah, I enjoyed Friday Night Lights. Unfortunately, I didn't win, but it's good to be amongst the rest of the city. I also want to thank Edie for her time doing this ever since I've been here. She's been there, it seems like, every week, so we appreciate Edie.
I'll miss you guys.
Sure, you're welcome.
Won't be far.
As the only thing I have to report is that the second half of Friday Night Lights, the Bearcats did much better, scoring 30 points. Didn't fare so well in the first half. What really struck me, though, even in the midst of my nerves, because I have to admit I was a little stressed having the sun out on the football field, very uneasy. But really, what really impressed me, though, is just the community that comes out on Friday night. It's awesome. I mean, I see people on Friday nights that I don't see or I haven't seen in months, and they come out and they show support for the boys. I don't know if we have any girls on the team this year. We did last year, 2 years ago. Just the show of support for them is awesome. So it's a great experience just for that alone. It doesn't matter if you like football or not, but between the three of you. You guys have some pretty interesting things to report, some pretty positive things to report, at least. And so, Mike, I'll start with you.
Oh, sure.
And have at it.
Okay, yeah. I'm just kind of still trying to get off that high of the Monroe Music Fest. So any of you who were there, you know what I mean? It was just amazing. And those that, you know, plan on coming out and just couldn't quite make it, I mean, you missed just an amazing show. It all came together. I mean, that morning it was raining still. Obviously, the weather did probably change the minds of some people that were, you know, kind of beyond our area. But, you know, it was just, we all came together, everyone from the planning in the beginning. I mean, I remember talking and speaking to you and Keith brought you up to the council, you know, back in January of this year, just talking about this vision and what this could be. And it was as built and more and so much more. It really was wonderful for our community and all the visitors. I didn't prepare a complete report. I think the others will kind of mirror that in that we're still getting all our final figures, numbers in, but we just do have some positive things to report. We had 480 ticket sales, and we had a crowd of about, we estimate about 700 people, and that is pretty huge. If you look out along the field and the beer garden area, the shelter, we just had just a wonderful and just boisterous crowd. You know, that larger figure includes there were some comp tickets that were to stimulate marketing, the sponsors, that sort of thing, and then also the children that were 1,200 were admitted free, and so there really were families at this event. And so, you know, again, it's just a wonderful event. We did stay within budget. Again, we're running our final numbers, but and we did face some challenges along the way, and I'll cite just a couple examples of that. We were working to possibly borrow fencing as an example from the fairgrounds, and it just didn't quite work out as far as something like that being available, so we did have to rent fencing. But by the same token, you know, we were looking at needing to rent a large generator for the event, but you know, we happen to have a large generator, and so we just found ways, just people just brainstorming and just coming up with ideas and support of this event. So getting back to that 480 on the tickets and this crowd of 700 people that just, you know, enjoyed this amazing experience, I was told that for the fairgrounds, the headline band that was at the fair was REO Speedwagon. The crowd there, with all the marketing that we all are aware of that the fairgrounds has, you know, was approximately about 700 folks. So that just gives you some perspective that this was a success, and everybody, again, that was there and experienced it. It was just amazing. So had a wonderful time working with everybody, and just look forward to doing more things like this in the future. So with that, give it to Jeff or
Gene, if you want to add.
So I guess my comment is proof of concept. The level of stress that I said to Gene this morning, I said, Gene looked so much different yesterday than he did the previous 2 weeks. It was just a relaxed cat yesterday compared to last week. Just looking at the numbers, and I know Mike does want, you know, preliminary numbers and everything else, so let me just throw it out. We started with a $40,000 budget. It kind of looks like we spent $30,000 and we're going to see about $15,000 in revenue. I think that's pretty close. 10,000 ticket sales, 5,000 in sponsorships. Beer Garden did great. They sold about $5,000 worth of liquid beverages. It was a fascinating experience to sit there. I was with my 20.98-year-old daughter, so we didn't get to go enjoy the Beer Garden. The loudest cheer that was non-music related was when the kegs started pumping beer again. So they ran out of beer for about 20 minutes. Let me say, I talked with several people, but Bonnie Rollstone, who has Clairvue Spirits and Wine, they ran the beer garden. Buzzin backed out of the beer garden about 10 days before the concert. And so the chamber had to scramble. We had to do a lot of interesting things. Doug and Bonnie accepted the responsibility of taking over and providing the alcohol, the servers, and all the rest of that. Chamber, as a nonprofit, did the license. Bonnie said to me today at the chamber, she says, where do I sign up so that no one else can have this concession next year? It was just a very quality event. The people that were participating all the way through were very relaxed, very, very much enjoyed themselves. Another comment that was made was the young lad that runs all the concerts at the fair for iRoad Promotions. They did, I think, 7 concerts this year during the fair, or 7 events. And he was stunned at the quality of the sound, the quality of the lighting, just the staging, the professionalism of the presentation. It was truly a first-class, well-produced event. And he went back and said, we have a ton to learn if we're ever going to compete with something like this again. But what's clear to me is just in hearing the conversations that we're going about and talking to the people about the town and folks that were at the concert, and particularly city staff, who by and large were the workers at this event, had more fun and enjoyed themselves more. It was a very rewarding feedback, I guess, from everybody that was participating in this event, including Denise Jacobson, who got there, Mike and Denise probably, 9 a.m., and I saw her on my way out the door doing one of her final checks as she was walking around the fairgrounds, kind of a walking dead almost, with a smile on her face and enjoying herself. So proof of concept is what I'm here to say. Monroe can pull off, I think, a very well-produced national class event and be successful at it. And I think what we learned as city staff is that the unknowns are now known, and a lot of the stress will fall out of producing an event like this in the future. And we also have proof of concept in that next time we do this, the sponsors, well, we can give them data. As Bonnie said, Manny's was one of the beers they were pouring. Manny's was in conversation with them already this week about donating the beer next time through so that they can be a sponsor, and then that can in turn turn money back to the event. So proof of concept, I think the community enjoyed themselves. I think there's a couple things that stacked up, the lessons learned. Maybe September is the wrong end of the fair to have the event. Perhaps before the fair would be a better time. Improving the venue out there, I think you're going to hear me, for one, pushing for some capital dollars to improve the stage, and particularly the weatherproofing of the stage. That was a big issue Saturday morning when the sound guys went to hang, I don't know how many tens of thousands of dollars worth of electronics, and were unwilling to do it because of lightning and rain and all those things, and then the clouds broke and boom, it happened. But great event. I think we all learned a substantial amount, and I just think it was terrific all the way through.
Gene, anything to add on the event on Saturday?
Yes, it was epic. I can't thank council enough for believing in staff that we could pull this off. And staff stepped up and did an incredible job. I had the opportunity to spend quite a little bit of time with all the performers after the event, and they couldn't believe it. And some of these performers have traveled and performed all around the world, including John Popper. He just got back from Europe, I believe. And they were in awe over the professionalism, the camaraderie behind the scenes. At a lot of events like this where you have several bands, they've got turf, not in this case. They're sharing tents, moving equipment around, working together. Everybody was having a great time. The smiles in the crowd, the smiles of the performers. All the performers want to come back to Monroe. And like I said, they perform all around the world. But it was our setting that was amazing. If you could have seen what the stage looked like, And we put a few pictures on the website, but we've got hundreds of pictures that staff took. A lot of people videoed. We can make all that available to council during the report. But if we can add on to the stage a bit, do some weatherproofing like Mr. Sachs spoke of, we continue to do this event. And the crowds are going to get bigger and bigger. But for the first time out, it was a home run in our opinion. So we just appreciate the support and you believe in it, staff, that we can pull this off.
Comment that I'll make, but I'll let the rest of the staff provide their reports first. Diane, anything?
No, I just want to echo on that. What was so impressive about the show was the caliber of the production, the caliber of the music, quality, sound, lighting. It was truly a high-class show. It wasn't your, you know, let's put on a show in the backyard. Very well done.
Liz, you're here, so anything else to say this evening or to report your first couple of
days? No, but it sounds like I missed a really great event. Next year.
Yeah. Brad?
Just one thing in the department reports tonight, our director attention to the list of capital projects for 2014. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. Because we'll be hopefully funding those during the budget process.
Chief?
Yes, last week, Thursday, was our first night of the Citizens Academy. We had a full house except for one particular chair, which had been reserved for a city council person. I won't mention any names, but she failed appearance. Hopefully she can, if not this year, next year, attend. So.
We won't say
she left.
No, we won't.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to, I know I sent out an email to all of you, but Walmart's signed, sealed, and delivered. Diane has cash in the bank and about $7.1 million done. So that's just super good news financially for the city.
Right.
And on that note, they also submitted their building plans today.
So. And they expected money for transportation is?
When they pull their permit for their building permit, what, about 1.16?
1.16 million for the North Kelsey EIS fees and another 800,000, I do believe, for the general GMA fees.
Nice. Very good. Well, listen, I was there on Saturday night, and really, that was the last major event of my term as mayor here in the city of Monroe. And we began some outstanding things 4 years ago. First with starting with some of the vision that Mike Farrell brought to me and to others, Jeff as well, Gene, and other staff members, all had some wonderful ideas. And from that, we've seen probably, I think, some of the highest usages of our park systems since I've lived here in the city of Monroe. And not for, you know, backyard concerts, but for some major events such as the wakeboard, Tri-Monroe Triathlon, and now you know, bringing some of the world's most talented musicians to the stage in Lake Tag Park, including our own very own representative from the Monitor, Miss Polly O'Keary. And I tell you what, she rocked my bass, and more than that, her voice is incredible. If you haven't heard her sing, you guys got to get out. The gals can get down and listen and hear her, because she's awesome. It was great to just watch her let loose and all different setting. But I just can't tell you, staff and Keith Brock and others who helped to bring this event together, how pleased I am as a resident of Monroe, and proud that I am as a resident of Monroe, that Monroe has so much to offer. And I look to counsel those who will be here next year and one thing, and that is keep it going. Because it's great. It's awesome. And it's good for our community. So, with that said, John Popper was just amazing. And I just, I was a fan, but I'm now a super fan. So, maybe even stop for a little bit, because I was watching him. I was watching YouTube. but just phenomenal. So, with that, great weekend. And very proud of everyone for their efforts and support, and appreciate Council for your support as well. So, all right, we'll move on to the draft agenda, and we'll get out of here, huh?
Absolutely. Anything else? Thank you, Mayor. Draft agenda for September 17, 2013. That's my consent agenda. And let me skip all the way down to the draft agenda for September 24th, 2013. At this point, we don't have any other items scheduled, but that could change. We will update you.
Just a reminder, Councilmember Williams, you will be required to run the meeting next week. I have to go to Texas on Monday. Anything else? Anything that Council would like to add to the agenda? City Administrator Brother.
So what I'm looking at then for October 8th, we'll do the public hearing for Council Table. We won't bring it back for action until probably November 5th. Is that time for Council?
Could I ask a question?
Sure.
So tradition's been November 5th, which I believe is election night.
Okay.
Do you want to have Council meeting under 8? That's right.
Tradition's been having.
No, we did
last couple of years. It was very awkward for some people 4 years ago. It was, and out of courtesy to those people, it was kind of discussed, maybe we should not do that. So 2 years ago, we also didn't meet on that night. Just it can be, there's business to do, and people are distracted with results rather than business. So obviously, we can certainly discuss whether or not we want to do that this time. But that was the discussion 2 years ago.
We've got some time to give some thought.
We can do this.
Okay. Councilmember Hanford.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Campbell.